Well, hello, everybody. This is Rem, and this is session number 4 of the Business Development and Goal Setting Workshop, and this is part 2 of the goal setting portion of the workshop. This will be a shorter message today because we're really in the middle of working through these goals, and I want to give you some direction and advice, maybe speak to some of the things that you're going through right now when you're trying to do this, because this isn't easy. So let's start here. Okay, you've been at it now for 2 weeks, working through this, some of you for the first time, some of you for, you know, the third, fourth, fifth time. It should now be getting at least a little bit clearer than mud now, okay? If that's where you're at, I think you're at that's a good bar. So let's talk about a few things. What has been your biggest challenge as you're trying to work on this part of it, where you're really, it's creative work, it's thoughtful work, it's visionary work. This is hard for folks. Probably your biggest problem with it is setting aside the time to do it. All I can tell you is you have to set aside the time to do it. But typically, what people bump into here is this. Number one, it's hard to dream big, to really think about what do you truly want to achieve in these different areas in your life. That's hard to do. So one thing I would suggest is that you just pretend when you're working on this, and I use the word pretend that reality doesn't exist. You know, I just watched on YouTube, a young woman, I mean, a girl actually, I think she's still a girl. She was on Romania's Got Talent, and she had no arms and obviously therefore no hands. And she sat down and did her talent, and she played the piano with her feet, and she sang, and she affected everyone in that auditorium deeply. The hosts were saying, I will never, ever again talk about my issues, my limitations. I am changed because of this. So my question for you is, what's holding you back? You're not nearly in that situation. What's holding any of us back? The only limits on what is possible for you are in your own mind. You think, well, that stuff happens to other people, you know, not me. Or I can't do that because, or geez, I never even thought that would be possible. Just set all of that on a shelf for just a couple of minutes and go ahead and dream. You know, everyone can pay off their house in 7 years. Just get Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover. You just have to want to do it. There are so many things that can be accomplished. You can play the piano with your feet if you want to do it. Now, I alluded to the second thing before. A lot of times you feel like you don't have enough time, not just to do the work, but, you know, you don't have enough time left to live. There are some of you that think, I'm too old to really change course at this point. I can tell you it's just not true. You don't have enough time in your busy life right now. And by the way, did I tell you about the girl who played the piano with no arms or hands, right? One other thing I'll tell you is that her mother, and she used a word that denoted that the woman wasn't her actual biological mother, and they asked her about it. And it turns out this young girl had been abandoned at 1 month old, left to die, and the woman that she now calls her mother took her home and raised her and loved her and did all the things that you would do for any other human being, where whoever the biological parents were couldn't find their way to do it. Do you have enough time? Can you make some time? Did that woman find the way to make the time to raise this absolutely delightful soul? She did it. Now, sometimes the things that get in our minds is you think, well, I don't have the right staff. Or I don't have support from the stupid government or the agencies or the payers or the APMA and on and on and on and on. Anytime that you want to say that someone else is the problem, you take all the power out of your hands. You might even be thinking, you know, I don't have the right spouse, or, you know, my kids are hopeless, or whatever these things are. And I'll tell you a very quick story. There was a movie that I saw years ago that was a bunch of little vignettes about one particular day in Paris. It was called Je t'aime Paris. And there's a four-minute movie in there. There was a series of four-minute movies, and some of them were just weird. But this one has always stuck with me. It's a four-minute movie, right? Okay. So it starts out, we know that there's a man in a cafe. He's waiting for his wife, and he's going to tell her that he's leaving her for his mistress. She comes in, sits down, and he says, "Hi, thanks for meeting me. There's something I want to talk to you about." And she said, "Fine, of course." She said, "But can I tell you something first?" And he said, "Sure." And she said, "I just came from the doctor. I have incurable leukemia. I'm going to be dead in 6 months. What did you want to talk about?" And he said, I don't remember. And so he texted his mistress and broke up with her and decided to devote himself to taking care of his wife for the last 6 months of her life. And yet that's what he did. But what happened is, as he was doing that, he suddenly looked at her differently. The way she, you know, kind of moved her hair over, the way she laughed. And he remembered how come he fell in love with the girl that he married. And he fell again, helplessly, hopelessly in love with her. And she passed away. And he carried that for the rest of his life. We found that all out in four minutes in this movie. What a paradigm shift. And so, you know, it isn't about anyone or anything in your life. It's about how you see it, how you have your blessings and your gratefulness. So I want to tell you, I really truly believe that this, what you're working on right now, this is the great journey that all of us are on. The way I think about it is, my goal is to try to live in a state of peace of mind every single day. Because first of all, it's my birthright, and that's the true riches that we're really trying to achieve. You know, I know that that thing that upsets me today, that thing that makes me angry, that problem, it's not going to be bad in 24 hours or 36 hours or 2 weeks. So I try not to let that disturb my peace of mind today, which gives me so much more room to, you know, work on issues and problems and things and move forward. Do a gratefulness journal every day. Every morning, review what you're grateful for. Write it down just before you go to bed. That will go into your subconscious mind while you're sleeping and really working through things. So you want to reprogram your mind and your soul. Joy is all around you. Blessings are all around us. I mean, this is why I think that watching so much television and any of this opinion stuff on television, this garbage, it's such a horrific waste of time. I mean, those people are lost and hopelessly lost. So ignore them. Go on a media fast, and in less than 10 days, I promise you, you're going to feel like you've taken some kind of blessing shower, and you don't want to go near it anymore. And be careful, you'll get sucked right back in if you're not very vigilant, and the next thing you know, be mad about everything and not even know why. So relax while you're doing this. If you pray, pray. If you meditate, meditate, but relax. This isn't some kind of test on whether or not your life is worthwhile or you made the right decisions. It's only life. It's not that big a deal. You know, when you think about it, there's a wonderful book called The Top Five Regrets of the Dying. It's what people regret when they're on their deathbed. And, you know, they regret that they hadn't spent more time with their friends. They regret that they spent so much time working. They regret that they didn't allow themselves to be happy. They realize at the end of their lives that happiness was always a choice. They could choose it any time, but they didn't do it. And they regret not spending more time with their friends and not living the life that was true to them. I don't want that for me. I don't want that for you. So go back now to the goals you've been working on so far. And I think what you're going to find are themes that have begun to emerge already. You know, your personal goals aren't that hard to figure out. It's all about family, friends, love, spiritual things. Your business goals should be more of a math and a management list of high top priorities that you want to achieve. You know, your personal financial goals should reflect achieving a state of free of debt and abundance. No matter your station in life, no matter your age, it is possible. Read Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover as a start. Your health goals really, that's kind of a no-brainer. and your fun goals. That should be fun for you. Everyone should be thinking about enjoying their life and participating in the abundance around us. And you need the time off. So whatever your fun goals are, plan them out. Then go do them. No one has ever said to me, boy, I regret that, Rem. In fact, nothing gives me more satisfaction than watching my members tell me about achieving their fun goals. It's like the real big payoff for all of this. So take this very seriously, but don't be so serious about it. Enjoy this. And do it in pencil because it's going to change often. You know, I just for fun, I reviewed my 2007 goals, and that was fun. And it's interesting because what I was planning back then is so limited based on what's going on now and what's happening. There's joy around you everywhere. It's yours for the taking. All right, roll your sleeves back up, jump back in, and I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Good luck.